Today's topic is around, and the way I've put it is honesty equals productivity. And I want you to make that this connection because it's probably one of the most powerful connections you can make to being effective and productive. Usually when we think of productivity, we think of like block times and calendar systems and plans and all that stuff. All that stuff necessary, but one of them, and this is why we've done all these exercises in the past few months, is that the most important exercise in being effective, productive towards the path that really matters to you is an exercise in honesty. And we'll go through what are some of those areas. So, what do I mean by honesty equals productivity? Well, what this means is that the only way to be effective and productive is to be honest about a few areas in our life. And I'll just cite three major areas, and I put them in big buckets around that so you understand it, and I'll go into it a little bit. The first one is your well-being. And by well-being, I mean your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual well-being, or your health, however you want to call it, or physical, mental, emotional, spiritual energy, whatever you want to call it. Or you can call it growth, or your growth in those areas. And these are tied into other things too. But what that means is that when I say honest, how honest are you about how you take care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in all these areas? And when I say being honest with yourself, when you're looking at your day-to-day life, your behavior, do you see yourself actually taking care of yourself in these areas, or are they being put off? And that will give you the data you need to understand how important it is for you, and are you actually growing in these areas? So what would that look like? Physical growth, what that would look like is you're actually taking care of yourself. And we can all improve in this area. This doesn't mean that you're perfect or any of that stuff. None of us are. But what that means is that you're physically taking care of yourself. Emotionally, you're well regulated. You're not all over the place when it comes to your emotions. You know how to deal with other people's emotions, or you have an awareness around that, or you have enough tools to be able to do that. And your spiritual well-being, you're connected to either your sense of purpose or your faith or both. And your mental well-being is you have the stamina to deal with things, and you're actually taking care of these areas. So when I say that being honest means is that you're actually surveying your week-to-week life, and you actually look at your behavior and actions. They feel aligned with what you want, what you see yourself to be. This is why we do a lot of the vision work and look towards like what would an ideal version of you do? That ideal version of you take care of themselves. So think of I know for Greg, you have an ideal version of you where you're healthy, strong, and all that stuff. So this recent scenario might have been a very difficult situation for you to deal with internally, but it also might have brought up a lot of feelings and decisions around how am I actually really being honest, or was this in my control, or was this outside my control, and what part of it is in my control. And whatever you're honest with, that's the thing you're going to be effective in, that's the thing that you're going to be taking action in. And the second area would be your relationships. This is an area that's the most it's connected to our emotions and sometimes our spiritual well-being, but our relationships are the thing that decide the quality of our our life generally. So think about your relationships with the closest people around you, your spouse, your children, your business partners, your family, your friends, extended family, friends. These are the relationships that determine the quality of your life. Now, when I say being honest in those areas determine productivity or effectiveness, and effectiveness and being productive in relationships means that you're actually growing within those relationships. That doesn't mean you have it perfect or you have everything figured out. That means that you're actually growing and you're improving the quality of those relationships, because you can tell with human beings, as soon as the quality of relationship increases, the quality of life increases, and your progress also increases too. That's why when you look at data around this stuff, people who are in good relationships, they tend to have success and progress long term. People who don't, they're effective on the success side, on the financial side, and other things too. So, when you're looking at your relationships, think about your relationship with your spouse. How honest are you there? Are there things that you need to deal with for you to grow? Are there things that you're avoiding that's stopping you from growing? Whether that's a difficult conversation to have, that's a plan to create, that's a vision to create, that's things that you want to do, but you kind of avoid it or you don't want to share it because you don't yet have the tools to communicate. And which means that if you don't have the tools to communicate, you need to learn those tools. If you don't know how to create that common vision together, you need to understand how to do that or get support to do that. If you don't know how to communicate with your business partners, you need to find a way to do that. There are times where you might need support. You might need to bring an external person forward, or you need to learn a better system, whatever that looks like. So when you're honest with relationships, you deal with difficult situations, which means that difficult conversations that need to be had, difficult situations that need to be faced, boundaries that are needed to create. For example, when it comes to your extended family and friends, do you have clear boundaries in there? Which means that are you consistently communicating that this is what my values are around, these are the things that I'm working around, or you're getting stuck in everybody else's things that they're doing. That doesn't mean you're disconnected from them or you don't support your family and friends, but are they clear about what matters to you, and do you communicate that consistently, and are they respecting those boundaries? And the only way for you to do that is to be honest. Am I actually doing that? And that requires you to actually look at that area and be honest with yourself. And that's difficult to do for most human beings. And that's why an exercise in honesty will lead you towards being effective and productive in your life, which means that you're saying no to things that don't matter to you. You're having conversations that's blocking you right now that are not helping you move forward. You're building a plan with those that matter around you and all those things. And the last one is honesty when it comes to your work, business, the things that you spend a lot of time on. And that could be your contribution, could be part of that, or it could be, you can put it in a fourth category if you want. But this is an important piece. This is something I realized a few years ago, about a decade or so ago, when I was doing other things. I asked myself, and this was my exercise in honesty, was what really matters to me in the day-to-day life? How much of my time, where is my time going? So my time was going to, part of it, if I wanted to take care of myself and have the energy that I wanted, and I wanted to be in a better shape, I wanted to dedicate a part of it to myself and to my well-being. The other part of my life was going to my family. I had my kids, my wife, and then my extended relationships, my extended family, friends, my business partners in those areas. So that's the rest of the time. The last portion of the time was the work that I did. And when you do the calculation around your work, you'll find out how much of your life is your work. And by work, I mean the thing that you're doing either to sustain your family, but also the work that you're doing to grow, whether you're building a business or investment path or whatever. Which means that you need to be honest with yourself as to what matters to you in the work that you're doing. Does the work, the every day when you're sitting down for 6 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, for some people 16 hours, the work that you're doing, does that actually matter to you? Does that take you closer to building the life that you want? Does that feel aligned with you internally? Is this what you see yourself doing long term? If yes, then great, keep doing that. If no, then there are decisions to be made. Either the decision is to no, I can't do this anymore, or the decision is to transition out. That means that you're building a plan to transition out of what doesn't matter to you. And you will find, by the way, these are the conversation you will need to have with your business partners and other people around you too. How are they thinking about their life? What do they value the most? Do they value their relationships? And what would that mean? Do they value their well-being? What would that mean? How does that affect your relationship with them? Do they value their business? Are they looking at it short term or long term? And I usually, for example, for me, if I, whether it's a client, a collaborator, a business partner, if I don't see myself working with this person for 10 years, I don't work with them. It's like a good rule of thumb. And that doesn't mean I will work with them for 10 years, but if I don't feel aligned enough to work with them for the next 10 years, I don't even move that relationship forward. Because here's the thing, relationships take a lot of energy to build. it takes a lot of our energy to build, whether it's work relationship or personal relationships. If you're not dedicated to them long term, it's probably not the right thing for you. If you're not building a network together, it's probably not the right thing. Now, does that mean that every relationship has to be that way? That's a personal choice. For me, it is. I'd rather build longer term relationship than short term because I know that it takes a lot of energy. So ultimately you're gonna have to ask in your day-to-day life, wherever your energy is going, whether it's in your well-being, in your relationships, or in your work, is that worth it for you long term in your progress? And does that affect your quality of life positively or negatively, in the net positive or net negative? And the only person who can answer those things about each piece of that is you. Nobody else knows what you feel inside. Nobody else knows when you're going through a long day or a long week. Nobody else can do your work unless you start hiring people and doing other things. But even in that case, you'll have to make the decision to hire these people. You'll have to make the decision to build these systems. Same thing with your relationships. And this is why one of the areas that I don't have a lot of judgment around is when people get separated in their relationship with their spouse or something, because nobody else knows what they're going through in their relationship. Nobody else knows the struggle they might be going through. Nobody else knows what's happening. On the outside, everybody looks great, great. Because we try to show people that we're doing good, but internally there's a lot of challenge. Same thing when people are going through depression, same thing when people are going through a lot of other struggles. None of us know what they're going through internally. So what I would encourage everybody to do is go through each part of those areas, your growth, well-being, your relationships, and your business, and look at how fulfilled are you in each of these areas? How much does it matter? What do you need to face? What do you need to be honest about? Is the honesty around, I need to take care of myself because my health is declining? Is the honesty around, my physical health is declining in the last example? I'm emotionally overloaded, but I'm kind of powering through. Do I need support here? Do I need better tools? Do I need some kind of support? I feel spiritually this void. I'm doing all this stuff I should be grateful for, but I don't feel a sense of purpose. I don't feel my faith. I don't feel a connection to anything. That requires you to take action there. That's an exercise in honesty. Same thing with your relationship. If you're struggling with your spouse, if you're struggling with your kids, if you're struggling with your business partners, and you've spent a number of time trying it on your own and you're not having success, then there's a question of, do I need support there? Or if you haven't taken action to address it, do I need to address it? When it comes to your work, you've been at your W-2 and you're running business or multiple businesses, you're looking at all of them, none of them are moving forward. Maybe the question is, what do you need to focus on? It's not a matter of how many of these you move forward. Which one can you focus on right now? You can build all of them, but you probably can't build all of them together.